In the midst of unrestrained revelry hangs the shadow of unrelenting tragedy. There are those in power who have taken advantage of the pilgrims who have come to offer their sacrifices to the Lord. Greed has overcome goodness. Treachery and dishonesty have entered the very halls of the temple. God's people are being cheated. The money changers have exchanged their piety for profit. Jesus does not hesitate to confront the hypocrisy. He overturns the tables of the thieves and drives them from the temple. Then, speaking with the authority that comes from being the author of all that is, Jesus declares that his Father's house will be a house of prayer. Although Christ speaks the truth about the corruption of the money changers, his words sting the ears of the learned and the powerful. The tide of public opinion begins to turn on him during this week of celebration. Christ knows of this, nothing escapes His awareness. On the eve of the events that will define His reason for coming to earth, the Lord chooses to have one last supper with His closest friends. This band of misfits and malcontents, this group of doers and doubters, have spent the last 3 years walking the roads of Judea with Jesus. They cannot begin to comprehend how much their faith will be tested over the next few days. Tonight they will hear words from the Master they will never forget. Tonight the bread will be broken with new significance. Tonight they will experience an intimate communion with Jesus that will be remembered and reenacted for millennia to come.